Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Rains. In this week, we're going to be talking about some sports retailers because it's been the second quarter has been a really strong quarter for retail in general, with some big names doing pretty well from Walmart to Target to Home Depot. But there's also been some sports retailers. One reported last Friday and had some disappointing results, and then a few big names report later this week. So I wanted to kind of get into those reports and talk about some overarching themes to be watching out for later this week. But before we do that, I want to just say, remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com. And then I also want to do a little quick preview for next week. We're going to be doing a big football, the future of football in the NFL season, because Thursday the 6th is the opening night of the NFL season on NBC. It's the Eagles versus the Falcons. So it's going to be another season of everyone talking about, is football dead in America? It is certainly not dead, far from that, but you'll hear a lot about that this year again. So I want to do a big kind of the future of football episode next week. But now let's talk about the sports retailers. So Foot Locker saw its second quarter sales jump roughly 5% to $1.78 billion. So that topped our estimates. So that's a good start for Foot Locker. And then as well, their adjusted earnings came in at 75 cents per share, which also topped our estimate, which called for 70 cents per share. But Foot Locker sales were down, or Foot Locker shares were down as much as 12%. On Friday, it was the stock's worst day of the year. And that was because they posted weaker than expected comps. So they closed down 9.1% to about $48 per share, which was roughly $10 below their 52-week high, mostly to do with the same-store sales came in at, they were up 0.5%. Estimates had called for about 0.7%. And then the guidance was not great either. So the company expects their third quarter comparable sales to be up low single digits. And then in the fourth quarter, about low single digit range as well. And this is what the CFO said on the conference call last Friday. And then for a little bit more about what was going on with the company, they opened 13 new stores, but they also closed 21. And they closed 10 in the U.S. while only opening one. So they're trending where they're closing more stores in the U.S., which makes sense because that's kind of how retail is going in general. They're shifting, like everyone else, to try to do more direct-to-consumer business. But a lot of the reason they fell is because there was a lot of eyes on Foot Locker, and there was a lot of expectations, especially since the retail industry had done so well. Like I said, Walmart, Home Depot, Target, Nordstrom's, all these companies had performed well with some solid comps. And then there was more pressure because Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, all of those companies that Foot Locker relies on to sell their apparel have been shifting towards their own direct-to-consumer businesses. So they're just going to suffer a little bit more in general as those companies move away from wholesale to kind of fight the trend of the dreaded Amazon and people shopping from home, which is still a little bit overblown in general. So the basic idea here in general is that shares of Foot Locker had surged about 35% over the last year or so, and that was because they had plummeted to a roughly five-year low in the fall of 2017 and then got bought up after that. So it kind of seemed almost inevitable that a little post-earnings drop-off was going to happen last week because it was going to be really hard to impress investors enough for the stock to keep climbing up, especially since the business in general is so in flux. And their performance on Friday, Foot Locker's performance on Friday, actually sent shares of fellow sports retailer Dick's Sporting Goods down by as much as 7%, and it was there. It then turned into Dick's Sporting Goods' worst single day since October of last year. So we're seeing a little bit of a trend here in the sports retail world. And now I want to get into a little bit more about Dick's and then what we can expect from Dick's because they are set to report their second quarter earnings later this week. So as I said, DKS stock sunk 7% to $36 per share on Friday. And so that it's just a couple dollars below their 52-week high. Not necessarily the best sign, though, going into earnings. And they have had a similar story to Foot Locker. So their stock had plummeted from in between the spring of 2017 to the fall of 2017, hitting a couple-year low last fall, and then slowly climbed back up from under $25 per share, up 34% over the last 52 weeks until this past Friday. And this there was some reason for this. It wasn't just because it had reached such a low point that people wanted to buy it back in. In the first quarter, they saw their e-commerce sales climb 24%, and it ended up making up a total of 11% of total sales, which is an improvement. They were at 9% in the year ago quarter. So they're slowly trending in the direction that everyone is trying to do, which is just more direct consumer sales, which brings up your margins. And the company also repurchased $108 million worth of common stock. So investors were relatively pleased to see that last quarter. And then in general, net sales were up about 4.6% to $1.91 billion. So those are some good things. There's some real tangible reasons why the stock price could have continued to go up. But what stood out to me last quarter is that the stock still climbed after this, but consolidated same-store sales for Dick's Sporting Goods dipped 2.5% on a comparable basis, 13 weeks compared to 13 weeks, where if you didn't look at 13 weeks compared to 12 weeks, it was up. But on a real comparable basis, their same-store sales fell, which is never good for any retailers, especially in an industry that is now just dying for only, even if it's just a little bit, they have to be trending in the right direction. And then, so now what do we expect for the second quarter? Our Q2 projections expect revenues to climb 3.5% to $2.23 billion. So that's good, up 3.5%. And then for the full year, it's supposed to be a little bit less than 1%. So we're expecting 0.9% growth to just about $8.7 billion. And then the earnings are not as great. You would hope they'd climb a little bit more, especially with the new, a little bit more friendly tax environment for these companies. But we're expecting the earnings to climb just about 8% this quarter to $1.04. And then for the year, earnings are only supposed to be up 2.7%. So not the best sign there. And then the company itself expects consolidated same-store sales to be flat to a low single-digit decline for the year. And this was after they already dipped in 2017 by 0.3%. So we already had comps fall last quarter. The company is expecting what could be a full-year decline in comps this year. So that's really, most investors just don't want to go anywhere near something like that. One positive sign for at least this quarter in the year is that earnings estimate revisions have been trending in the right direction recently, but it's going to take a lot to impress investors once again this week because Dick's shares have just gone up so much in the last year, so there's already just so much baked into the stock price. But they are expected, so Dick's Sporting Goods is expected to report before the market opens on Wednesday. And just to remember, they also own Golf Galaxy and Field and Stream, as well as Dick's Sporting Goods. So they have a couple different businesses in there that could maybe either help or harm the company. So it's not just Dick's Sporting Goods that they own. But one day after Dick's Sporting Goods this week, we have another retailer that has been trending upwards over the last year in the sports world, but they're up even in a bigger way, and that is Lululemon, who is expected to report their results after the closing bell on Thursday. So Lululemon, unlike Dick's Sporting Goods, when Foot Locker fell, Dick's fell, but Lululemon stock actually jumped up on Friday. It hit, it touched at least a new 52-week and all-time high of $140 per share. And the company's just been doing insanely well. They were up 131% over the last 52 weeks, which crushes Nike's 54% gains and blows away Adidas, which after some huge gains in 2016 and 17 has kind of slowed down. They're only up 13% over the last year. So the stock's climbed all the way from about $62 per share a year ago to roughly $140 per share. And the reasons are relatively clear here for Lululemon, unlike Foot Locker and Dick's Sporting Goods, which kind of seemed more that they were just bought up because they were so cheap and people were just going to kind of ride this wave. But Lululemon saw its comps jump 50% in the first quarter in Asia and double-digit growth in Europe, which are two key markets they're trying to expand in going forward. So for some reference, they only have 13 stores in Europe and 23 stores in Asia, even though they have a total of just over 400. So they're mostly in North America, Canada, the United States, and then Australia. So going forward, especially on this report, people are going to be looking for any news out of Asia and China specifically, as well as Europe, because that's really where they can grow a lot going forward. Because management expects to open about 40 to 50 new stores this year, and half of them are planned for international markets, with about half of those coming in Asia specifically. And then last quarter, they saw their direct consumer sales jump just over 24%, which is a great sign. And that's up from 18.7% last quarter. So Lululemon, who was already operating its business in a more modern sense, they were never a wholesaler. They were always running their own just standalone stores pretty much. And now they're really pumping out more e-commerce sales, which is going to help their margins going forward. And then overall, their revenues climbed by 25%. So whereas you have Foot Locker and Dick's climbing by under 5%, you have Lululemon, which is a much younger company, up by 25% in the first quarter to about $616 million. And then they also topped earnings estimates, and overall comparable store sales were up 6%. So really solid numbers for Lululemon, and their e-commerce sales in general were up 60% as well. And then now, what can we expect for the second quarter? Because if they don't do well, and they're up over 130% their stock price, I can see it at least sinking this week, pretty much, unless they blow people away, which I don't even know what they'd have to do to blow people away. But when their stock's up 130% this year, it kind of seems like there's going to be at least some pullback on Thursday, whether it's just people trying to get some money out, take some earnings home, take some winnings home, or if they just see something that's trending in the wrong direction. So we expect the current quarter revenues to climb by about 15%, so a slowdown from last quarter to about just under $670 million. And then for the year, we're expecting 16% growth on the top line. But earnings, once again, some solid growth here. We're expecting 26% growth on the bottom line for the second quarter, and then 24% expansion on adjusted earnings for the full year. And then, like Dick's Sporting Goods, Lululemon has also seen some really positive upward earnings revisions trends for the quarter, the year, and fiscal 2019. So in general, that is a good thing. Revisions are coming, or estimates are coming in higher than they were before. But as I said, the stock has just gone up so much that so much is already priced in that they're really going to have to blow people away. But for a little bit more than just the raw numbers, people should be looking for, as I said, key growth in Asia. So they're going to, the company and management, senior management, is going to talk a lot about Asia, international markets. And then definitely just in general, Lululemon is operating in the athleisure space, which is what Nike is trying to grow in, what Adidas is trying to grow in. It's what Gap, who saw its namesake stores sales not do well last week. Gap has their own athleisure brand. Puma's doing the same thing. So there, Lululemon is in a good spot, but just for this quarter right now, this week, it might be a slow week where you see their stock price come down on Thursday, at least initially as people figure out what's going on. Because as I've said now, maybe too many times, their stock price is up 130% over the last 52 weeks. That's insane for this company. But long-term, Lululemon is in a better position than both Dick's Sporting Goods and Foot Locker to really see its stock price continue to grow and continue to expand. Not only because it's a much younger company that just naturally has more room to grow, but also because it's operating in a business and in a sector that is one of the only growth areas in the sports retail industry, and that is athleisure. But I could go on about this for a long time. So you have Foot Locker sinking last week, Dick's following it, but then you have Dick's and Lululemon both reporting this week. So stay tuned for those later in the week, because there's sure to be a lot going on and a lot to talk about with those companies when they report. But that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.